Mike Conti joins us at this time on Tuesdays to talk all things Atlanta sports. We'll get to some Hawks summer league in just a little bit, but training camp starts on Thursday. Mike, how are you?
I'm excited. Yeah, I'm good. How are you guys?
Very well.
Outstanding.
It's going to be hot.
Yep.
It's going to be a lot of fun, though. It's my understanding that the first 3 days of camp, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, they've sold out their ticket allotment. So I think that shows the fans are anxious.
We had a caller yesterday who's going, I think Thursday or maybe Sunday. I don't remember what day it was. But he called and he had never been.
Uh-huh.
And he wanted to know if we had any advice for folks that hadn't been before as far as like when to show up, what to bring, all that kind of stuff. And I don't know. I think we did a pretty good job giving him advice.
Yeah, but I heard that. Hydrate is my advice.
Tap into your expertise as well.
I mean, I feel like this is probably – boy, I mean, this goes back to when I worked at the old place. I think 2009 was my first training camp. So, I mean, that's does that mean this is my 16th?
A few.
Wow. Now, COVID, I guess that really doesn't count.
Yeah, we weren't there for a couple
years. And they went down to training camp for the lockout back in, 2011, I want to say. Mm-hmm. They wiped out a camp and preseason. But, hydrate is my advice. I mean, it's really hot out there. They do have, I think, some food and drink for sale.
Yeah, they do.
And I'd bring a pen, you know, if you want autographs, there's a really good chance to get one.
There's nothing. And I mean, I know you do it for the fans, but there's nothing worse than somebody without a pen. There's nothing worse than somebody actually.
Well, what's the player supposed to do?
They usually have like the community people. They have Sharpies with them that they give to you.
Yeah.
But before then, you're like, hey, can I borrow your pen real quick?
Yeah.
Like, dude, I'm trying
no,
to.
No, I've been out there running around for 2 hours. I don't have a pen on me.
I'm trying to get into that locker room, man. But yeah, it's always funny when they do that. I mean, this would be all our first time seeing the new setup and everything. That's why we went out there last year. I said they should put a pavilion over the hill.
Mm.
Yeah, maybe that's what they're going to do one day.
I don't know.
Because you would only use it for training camp.
Yeah.
I mean, once you get into the season, that hill is just kind of there. So, but, you know, those apartments that they built in back, I think those are generally used only for training camp. And
maybe some rookies or somebody that don't got no place.
Maybe, but not all of them,
right,
certainly.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, they've definitely spent a lot of money on the infrastructure there on both sides of that building because they built out the Ticketmaster studio on one side, and then they built out a facility for Emory attached to the indoor practice. They used to call it the barn. I don't know if they call it that anymore. And now, to Andy's point, they've put the weight room where we used to do our broadcasts. So now we're broadcasting in front of the weight room. So if you haven't been up there in a couple of years, it's going to look a lot different. I think it was really unfortunate that they could not have fans there last year. I think, honestly, that hurt a little bit of the buzz going into that season.
Mm-hmm.
There's just something missing when fans can't attend training camp. So the fact that they're going to be up there again this weekend and we're going to be a part of it too, all very, very exciting for us.
As far as storylines go, obviously, you know, we know who the starting quarterback is.
Yeah.
We know who the backup quarterback is.
Yeah.
There's a couple different position battles and all of that. But just sort of as training camp is about to start on Thursday, what are two or three of the big headline stories you're looking at?
I think still, you know, there's going to be chatter about Cousins being a happy camper, pardon the pun, because it is training camp. And I think there are going to be a lot of eyes and probably a lot of over-analysis on, ooh, you know, Cousins and Penix, they're standing 6 feet apart. That could be a sign of tension or something really silly like that. Yeah, I think we talked about it a couple weeks ago. I was actually nervous about this quarterback documentary coming out because, is something going to happen on that show that's going to become a storyline that's going to have to be asked about in camp? I'll be curious to see if the Falcons – they've already made Cousins available to the media this summer.
Right.
Are they going to try to get it out of the way at camp and make him available straight away on Thursday and just get it out of the way? I don't think that would necessarily be a bad idea. Like, whatever you have to do to throw cold water on any type of, is there a controversy here with Kirk Cousins? Is he unhappy? Looking angry in the quarterback room or something like that. These are all silly distractions that I'd like to see squelched pretty quickly. I think other than that, look, I mean, yes, there are going to be a position battle here or there and That happens in every training camp. What I'm looking for the most in this first week, especially, I don't think they're going to be hitting the first couple days. They generally don't. Just stay healthy.
Yes.
You know, stay healthy. Unfortunately, we've seen it not just with the Falcons, but in training camps around the league. You know, you get that awful non-contact injury to someone somewhere in the NFL in the first couple days, and you just don't want it to be here in Atlanta. So stay healthy. Hopefully everyone took care of their bodies between minicamp and now. I'm sure they did. And I think there's a lot of optimism and excitement, and you want to see a certain level of sharpness and crispness in these first couple days of training camp that will validate those positive thoughts coming into the season. Do you